I'm part of a group of specialized ministers, about 600 or 700. As an endorsed chaplain with Assemblies of God. And our theme is taking the church to the world. I believe that's the challenge that we've been given today. Taking the church to the world. I don't consider what God has done in Charlotte in my life as a personal calling. I believe it's a calling to the church. It's a calling to be shared. It's a calling to be imparted to others. We were in business up the street here, 1969, 63 to 77. In 1969, we went to Mexico on a missions trip. I was a businessman. As far as I knew about my life, that was what it was going to be. But God spoke to me as that trip ended up. I said, Lord, I want to sell those stores and come to Mexico and help this missionary. And the Lord spoke very gently to me and said, not here, not now. He said, there's a whole town full of troubled young people I'm calling you to go reach. Go back to Tyler, Texas. And we found a little building at Fronton College. Started a coffee house. We were taking the church to the world. It was as radical in 1969 as anything we're talking about today. I thought, oh, they won't come in if they know it's something religious. And 150 came in the first weekend. Did we ever have a new understanding of what was in our city? I just thought you weren't supposed to take gum from strangers at the bus station. But did I ever understand? One night, as we were leaving, we had already locked up, and I looked down the parking lot, and there was a car, and I walked a little closer, and there was a girl slumped down in it. And I said to her, you need some help? She said, I'm depressed. And I had another person with me. I said, let's open back up. Come on back in. We want to talk to you. So we talked to her about getting set free and how that she didn't have to be on those drugs. She said, you know, my biggest problem is that I've got my little 14-year-old brother turned on also. So one night I was out on the streets of Tyler, and I got home at midnight. As I walked in the door, Charlotte had the phone in her hand. She said, it's for you. And she said, Joe, this is Teresa. Said, you know, I told you about my little brother. I said, yeah. I said, he's having a flashback, and we don't know what to do. We're afraid to call the police. We're afraid to take him to the hospital. They'll call the police. Can you come? I said, we'll be right there. So Charlotte and I jumped in the car past midnight, and we headed over here to 1604 North Bodark. And as we got closer, I said, this rings a bell. Oh, this is the house we've been praying for, that God would give us. And we knocked on the door, and they said he's upstairs, and mother and father, grandparents there had no idea of what to do. I didn't know what to do. He was just like this, out of his head, just pulling like this. And just the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I said to him, I put my testament in his hand, on one of his grasps, I just put it in his hand, and he was doing like this. I said to him, Jesus, I said, Lord, just like when the sea was raging in the storm and you spoke, I ask you right now to bring him down, set him free. And all of a sudden he opened his eyes. He said, who are you? I said, my name is Joe, and Jesus Christ has just set you free. I told the man, I like your house. He said, yes, I understand that y'all were interested in this. It's not for sale. And about a month or so later, well, he called. He said, you've helped both of our kids, and said, we just want to get out of Tyler. We'll sell you the house. And many, many young men came through that place in Tyler, and it was just the beginning. Taking the church to the world. The Lord led us into the prison ministry, taking the church to the world. There's a scripture here I want to read you, and we're not going to hold you long. I believe that the message has already been given today. But it's in Luke chapter 12 and verse 48. And it says, "For everyone to whom much is given, from him much more will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more." And I have found since that 1969 encounter with the Lord that he keeps asking for more. And I think what we've been given this morning is a challenge of saying, and just like you guys said, we know that God placed us here for a purpose. And we call it that we are guardians of the North Gate of Tyler. And there's a reason for that. And we pray for this trafficking situation every Wednesday night in our intercession. And we know that it's going to take the power of Jesus to break that bond. But we've got to be those messengers with the love of God, with the caring spirit that will reach out and will touch. And I've just found that as we go on, you can't be surprised at what God's going to ask you to do, because it's going to always be a little more commitment, a little more involvement, and so on. This afternoon, we're going to have more understanding. A video is going to be shown, and it won't take all day, but you're interested, we ask you to stay, age 15. 16. Yeah, she told me 15, you should have told me 16, but
I was wrong.
Okay, all right. I want us to do something that the brothers ask us to do. Close your eyes. Now picture the bondage that these ladies are in. And picture the Savior, even as I started out with this morning, that we're very significant in the eyes of our Maker, God. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. There's an identity crisis that is there. And we are to go and tell the world, and not just by words, but by actions. Just follow me in this prayer. Dear Lord, we ask you, we submit ourselves to your will. Lord, we submit ourselves to be the light in a dark world and serve a great purpose. Lord, I want to thank you for these officers, Lord, that have committed their career to breaking the bonds and setting people free, even as your scripture has said, oh God. Lord, that we will be able to follow their advice and their challenge and do what we can do. Lord, we know if we'll do what we can do, you'll do what you can do. If we'll do the natural, you do the supernatural. So God, we ask you today, Lord, that we would be able to glean from this, Lord, and that we would be those that hate sin, and that we turn away from sin and we turn towards you. And we recognize that the flesh, the world, the devil, Satan, that is behind all of the darkness and the destruction that is here. The thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus, you said, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, equip us with wisdom, guidance, and direction to do what we can do. Jesus, our name, our Lord. Would you stand with me, please? We're going to just let you go this morning and let God continue to do his work. Stretch your hand this way. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul and all your strength. Oye Israel, Jehová nuestro Dios, Jehová uno es. Y amarás a Jehová tu Dios de todo tu corazón y de toda tu alma y con todas tus fuerzas. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Jehová te bendiga y te guarde. Jehová haga resplandecer su rostro sobre ti y tenga de ti misericordia. Jehová alce sobre ti su rostro y ponga en ti paz. I challenge you this morning now to go and find that need and meet it, even as we've been challenged this morning. Find that need and meet. Find that hurt and heal it. Let's be part of the healing team. Go and find that person in need. As I shared last week, seek the lost. Seek the lost to where that we will hear, I found him. I found her. Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your souls. Let's be peacemakers today. Go. God bless you.
Amen. Real quick, just before we dismiss, real quick, I want to go on ahead and just pray for this meal that we're getting ready to have, and again invite anyone who would like to stay for the movie to be available. And if I can just have a couple guys, could I get a show of hands real quick before we pray for the food of who is going to stay for this for the movie today? Just a quick show of hands. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.